It's over to Culturephile and Luke Clancy.
If you've finally got your head around the idea of terroir in food and drink, it's time to move on to merroir. That's the word used to describe the way in which the taste of an oyster reflects where it's from, the unique flavours and qualities of the marine environment in which it grows. At least according to our guest this time, New York oyster blogger Julie Chu. Caroline Hennessy met Chu at last week's Galway Oyster Festival to shuck the secrets of tasting oyster.
What brings a New York oyster blogger to Galway?
Galway has been on my to-do list ever since I started oyster blogging. I just found out about it when I did research on the Kelly Galway oysters that I had in London when I was traveling abroad. So it's just always been like an iconic event that's, you know, all about oysters and all about coming together and celebrating oysters and with friends.
I suppose that a lot of people would say Irish oysters, they're all the same, but we've seen here today that there are lots of variety between the oysters that come from different places around Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's really special to be able to have oysters from Galway itself because it brings a new context to the oyster. I have oysters from all over in New York, that from East Coast and West Coast, but it's always really nice to get something that's from the local area. And not being able to get European oysters in the States, it's just really nice to travel there for it. And yes, I mean, there's so many differences in flavor and in texture around the island of Ireland and all over. I think one of the things I love about oysters is that they taste like where they're from. So depending on the landscape and the type of algae in the water, how much rainfall there is, what temperature the water is, everything like kind of factors into the taste of the oyster. So you're really tasting a place.
People might say oysters, they just taste of the sea. But what other words would you use to describe how an oyster tastes?
So oysters have their unique morar, like kind of like the wine term terroir. The taste of the sea and all of its surroundings factor into, in I guess, different ways. I would describe it as a few things, like the brininess could be more crisp and clean, kind of like not as marine-like as some other places, or, you know, sweetness can be kind of separated into, is it buttery or is it fruity? Is it citrusy? Again, using kind of like wine terms to describe what oysters taste like. And then I find this really nice whole array of minerality. I don't even know if that's a real word, but I'm going to use it anyway. So you get minerals like maybe a little bit of copper in some of the oysters, or zinc, especially in the Irish oysters, and earthiness, mushroomness, like notes of other different flavors. I tend to use food associations that I have in other eating experiences. So things might taste kind of like soy, or things like miso, maybe a little bit of nori, like roasted seaweed.
How do people learn to taste oysters?
That's a good question. I think they first, you get your first experience maybe at an oyster bar. You try at least two kinds. And from there, you can compare. At least the one kind is certainly not the same as the other. And I would encourage people to maybe just try four different kinds, maybe two from one certain region and two from another. I guess I'm speaking like from the States. We have West Coast and East Coast, but here we were able to taste five different regions of Ireland. So the north, the southwest, southeast, and the east or the west. But you really have to first like sip the oyster liqueur to appreciate kind of like the salinity of the liquid. And then you chew it, and you definitely have to chew your oyster fairly well to get kind of all the great flavors out of that meat. When you do chew it, all the glycogen kind of gets out and the sweetness comes out in the notes, and then you focus on the finish and what kind of taste it leaves in your mouth afterwards.
The aftertaste of the oysters is incredible.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's funny how, you know, you could totally understand your oyster one day and it tastes kind of different the next day, and it really depends on the environment. So even though you have a consistent quality of product, it doesn't necessarily taste the same all the time. But yeah, I thought that was interesting I know about a handful of other oyster bloggers, and only a couple of them are on the consumer side. So a lot of oyster bloggers are from the industry side. So they have their own farms, or they are restaurateurs, or oyster shuckers, if you will. For me, my oyster blog is unique in that I go very deep into the subject of oysters, and not just necessarily going to restaurants and tasting them. So there's a couple other blogs that really enjoy the experience of going to an oyster bar or being able to have them at home, maybe a couple posts here and there. But for me, as far as I know, I'm like the only oyster nerd out there. My favorite thing is to tell the story of the grower, being able to give more context around the high quality product that you're eating. Each oyster at least takes 3 years to mature into market size. So what you're tasting is, you know, a good length of time of just lots of tender love and care and hard labor, and being able to tell the story of how they are grown, you know, what kind of grow out method the farmer uses, what they look for, how they inspect the oysters, all that factors into the experience.
Julie Chu there, and that oyster blog is at inahalfshell.com. And tomorrow on Culture File, we're off to Mauritania to hear what's on the sandy shelves of the very last record shop in Nouakchott.